We are not harboring terrorists. That reaction from the government of Pakistan today. The country was responding to a report from the outgoing U.S. intelligence chief, John Negroponte, presented to Congress yesterday. In it, he said al-Qaeda and Taliban have critical sanctuaries in Pakistan. Here he is.
They continue to plot attacks against our homeland and other targets with the objective of inflicting mass casualties. And they are cultivating stronger operational connections and relationships that radiate outward from their leaders' secure hideout in Pakistan to affiliates throughout the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe.
That's the intelligence chief, John Negroponte, testifying to Congress yesterday. We're joined by writer Ahmed Rashid. He's a Pakistani journalist and author of the books Taliban and Jihad. Welcome back, Ahmed.
Thank you.
Could both these things be true? Could it be true that there are sanctuaries in Pakistan for al-Qaeda and Taliban, but the government can also say, look, we're not harboring these guys, actually?
Well, I think certainly that is probably the case. For the last 2 years, the Americans in Afghanistan, NATO commanders, American commanders, the United Nations have been saying quite openly that Pakistan has been harboring the Taliban leadership and helping reorganize the Taliban, who have now launching a major offensive inside Afghanistan, but is not necessarily directly involved in hiding the al-Qaeda leadership, which is also been in Pakistan for at least the last 2 years. American commanders told me in the summer of 2005 that they had really ceased looking for bin Laden in Afghanistan. And they told me they were spending most of their time looking for him in Pakistan using satellites and drones.
This is in the what are called the tribal areas, a kind of autonomous border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan. So the government of Pakistan really doesn't have complete authority in there, and it's signed agreements with the tribal leaders acknowledging that.
Well, exactly. And these agreements have become now very controversial because they have provided the extremists, both the Taliban and al-Qaeda, with a sanctuary. And what these agreements essentially mean is that the Pakistanis have given up combating or looking for these extremists. And that, of course, is of enormous concern to the Americans, because while the Pakistanis may have given up looking for them, they're not allowing Americans or anybody else to enter Pakistani territory to do the looking on their behalf.
Now, Mr. Negroponte did say in this report, look, Pakistan has helped us out a lot, and we recognize that this is causing troubles for President Musharraf. There are elections coming this year, and this is not at all a popular thing for him to be doing.
Well, I think that has been exaggerated to a very large extent. I mean, certainly there is a strong core of support for bin Laden here amongst the Islamic parties and the fundamentalists. But the Islamic parties do not make up the largest proportion of voters or adult citizens who would vote in an election. So I think, you know, Musharraf can certainly get away with doing much more. The fact is that we've seen 600 to 700 al-Qaeda members being arrested by the Pakistan Army over the last 5 years. We've seen the Americans bombing religious schools and targets inside Pakistan, causing enormous anger, momentarily anger, amongst Pakistanis. But he has still survived all that. And I think what is going to be needed before an election, if he wants continued American support, is to be seen to be doing more about al-Qaeda.
Ahmed Rashid, Pakistani journalist and author of the books Taliban and Jihad, speaking with us from Lahore. Ahmed, thank you again.
Thank you.